Howdy, people. Now, here's a Canadian femon who was in America. And she saw some young teenagers, I'm not sure whether they were femons or not as well, walking along in sort of MAGA gear. Guess that would mean maybe a hat or something. So this femon went over to them and started slapping them. So she goes to another country and sees people who are local people walking along dressed in something she doesn't like and thinks she can dictate what they wear. Obviously, this femon is a feminist activist. You can tell by just looking at her. And that's what's happened to Canada. It's been taken over by feminist activists and gone woke. And here's another picture of her here. And you can see that yes, she does have a nose ring. Anyway, she was finally identified and was found that she was in the United States illegally. She came to visit her boyfriend, apparently, and just stayed. This story gets better all the time. She was given a day in jail and then deported. I wonder if that was a male who did that. He would just get a day in jail or not. Doubt it. But just think of the gall this femon has. To be able to go to another country and tell them how to live. Talk about entitlement. You know, it's kind of funny how all these femons all kind of look all the same, don't they? At least it makes them easier to identify and avoid. Her boyfriend must be awful desperate, because this femon's got red flags all over her. And if I was America, I'd think twice about ever letting her back again. I'm sure this femon can ruin a Canadian man's life just as easy. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. I used to be proud I was Canadian. Not anymore.